Taurus rising, sixth house. The full moon lands in your house of daily work, discipline, health, and the small commitments that accumulate into your life. This is not a glamorous house. This is the house where the seed either grows roots or dries up because you didn't water it. October asks you to plan a new pattern, a routine, a practice, a way of tending to your body or your craft. At this full moon, the scales weigh what your calendar actually look like between then and now. Your ruler Venus is in Taurus in the first house, in her domicile, grounded, embodied at home. This full moon is illuminating your sixth, but its ruler is standing in your body. The harvest is personal. Not about recognition, about whether you became the person who could sustain the life you said you wanted. Mars and Mercury and Pisces sit in your 11th house. The community and vision were there. Saturn retrograde back into your 11th house to audit the long-term vision and the people attached to it. Who was real? Who was taking up space? What belonging actually required of you? Now direct in your 12th house, Saturn is moving into the unseen life. The work ahead is private. What gets resolved there will determine what the body can sustain next. The fool kept intending better habits without changing the schedule. The one who showed up built a container and then lived inside it. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually do daily to build the life you said you wanted? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.